You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 with Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. Everything's customizable these days. Your trading platform can be too. With thinkorswim, you can customize screeners, charting, and stock forecasts, so the market is always tailored to you. You can get started at tdameritrade.com/thinkorswim. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. How to clean your smartphone the right way. As COVID-19 spreads, it's not just your eyes, hands, and mouth you need to keep clean. It's your gadgets, too. All kinds of germs can live on your phone, but it's still a delicate piece of tech you want to clean carefully. So leave the aggressive Lysol wipes behind, grab a microfiber cloth, and start wiping with no liquids at all, just a little pressure. From there, you can add in a little warm, soapy water, but use it sparingly. If you really want to get crazy, you can even add in some ultraviolet light sanitizer. Twitter is testing disappearing tweets. Following the path of Instagram and Snapchat, Twitter is now testing out a new kind of tweet that disappears called fleets. Fleets will show up in a carousel at the top of your timeline and disappear after 24 hours. Fleets will also have a limit of 280 characters, like regular tweets, with the option to add images, videos, or GIFs, but users won't be able to retweet, like, or publicly reply. Mo'aladam, a product manager at Twitter, says, "We hope that people who don't usually feel comfortable tweeting use fleets to share musings about what's on their mind." And now for today's fast fact, 20 years. That's how long the SETI at Home project has gone on, an effort to link millions of personal computers together through the internet to help search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Researchers at the Berkeley SETI Research Center announced they would stop distributing new data to SETI at Home users at the end of March to focus on analyzing the 2 decades worth of data they've collected. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.